Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss what is the aim of eco-criticism and what is it that eco-critics do. How do they analyze literature or any literary work? Now keep in mind that there are some similarities with feminism. Just as in feminism, one of the works is to reread the literary canon and identify those writers who didn't get due attention despite there being literary merit in their work. So similar is the case in eco-criticism. Eco-critics attempt to give special emphasis to those writers that have been traditionally ignored, despite the fact that in their writings, nature was a major part of the subject matter. For instance, writers like John Clare, some of the works of Thomas Hardy, which haven't been given attention, due attention. So one of the works of eco-critics is to give canonical emphasis to writers who foreground nature as a major part of their subject matter. Okay? This also includes some of the American transcendentalists. Okay? Then it also includes some of the Georgian poets of the early 20th century. Now, when we read early 20th century poets, we hardly come across the Georgian poets. But from an eco-critical point of view, they become important if their works give emphasis on nature. Okay? What is the next aim of eco-critics? Eco-critics reread major literary works from an eco-centric perspective. Okay? So whenever they analyze, it's not just from a feminist or a Marxist point of view, but from an eco-centric perspective, with particular attention to the representation of the natural world. Okay? Afterwards, let me read out how a famous critic talks about some of the works of eco-critics. Quote, "Eco-critics extend the applicability of a range of eco-centric concepts, concepts such as growth and energy, balance and imbalance, symbiosis and mutuality, sustainable or unsustainable uses of energy and resources," unquote. Okay? Now, afterwards, this critic goes on. What is the next work of eco-critics? As this critic says, quote, "They turn away from the social constructivism and linguistic determinism of dominant literary theories and instead emphasize eco-centric values of meticulous observation, collective ethical responsibility, and the claims of the world beyond ourselves," unquote. Okay? Now, these two words are very important, social constructivism and linguistic determinism. So what this critic is saying is that eco-critics differ with or are against social constructivism and linguistic determinism, which other theories, other literary theories espouse. For example, Marxism, structuralism and post-structuralism. Now, structuralism and post-structuralism would always argue that language is paramount. Everything is determined by language. And remember, there is a famous quotation of Kate Soper, okay, the critic Kate Soper, who said that it isn't language which has a hole in its ozone layer. Okay? It isn't language which has a hole in its ozone layer. Now, kehne ka ye matlab hai that in structuralism we read that reality is constructed by language. But here Kate Soper is saying that that is not always the case. Why? Because if you remember sometime back, even in news, it came that there was a big hole in the ozone layer of Earth. Okay, now of course the hole is healing, it is becoming smaller. So that is a reality, that is not something that has been constructed by language. So this is what eco-critics are against, to somehow argue that language creates reality. That is not always the case. Okay? Afterwards, this critic points out, quote, "They extend," matlab eco-critics, "extend the range of literary critical practice by placing a new emphasis on relevant factual writing." Okay? New emphasis on relevant factual writing, especially reflective topographical material such as essays, travel writing, memoirs and regional literature, unquote. So what this critic is trying to say is that there may have been certain genres in literature that were earlier ignored, despite the fact that such literature or such literary genres gave a lot of emphasis to nature. Their subject matter was very much concerned with nature and representation of the natural world. Despite that, such genres of literature were ignored. So the job of eco-critics is to place a new emphasis on such relevant factual writing. Okay? So, as a quick recap, the first work of eco-critics is to analyze environmental or natural themes. So they explore how literature represents nature and environmental issues and how the relationship between humans and the environment is reflected. Okay? After that, the task of eco-critics is to critique anthropomorphism. Look on the screen, critique anthropocentrism. ठीक है, क्रिटिक एंथ्रोपोसेंट्रिज्म. एंड व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ एंथ्रोपोसेंट्रिज्म? ह्यूमन सेंटर्ड पर्सपेक्टिव. सो दे क्रिटिक एंड चैलेंज द ह्यूमन सेंटर्ड पर्सपेक्टिव एंड इंस्टेड दे विल अडॉप्ट अ मोर इकोसेंट्रिक व्यू पॉइंट. सो इट मीन्स दैट नेचर शुड बी वैल्यूड फॉर इट्स ओन सेक, फॉर इट्स ओन ग्लोरी, रादर देन फॉर द यूजफुलनेस दैट इट गिव्स ह्यूमन बींग्स और फॉर द यूटिलिटी दैट इट गिव्स ह्यूमन बींग्स. ठीक है, एंड एज आई सेड दैट रिकवरिंग those writers who may have been earlier ignored, along with that recovering those literary genres and giving more emphasis to those literary genres which were earlier ignored, theek hai, because there are plenty of literary genres which may not be a proper novel or a poem in the traditional sense, so people generally tended to ignore that, but the job of eco-critics is to retrieve that and to give special emphasis to that, theek hai.